This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Grant and Danny. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Number two of four is underway. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. We are on location from the theater at MGM National Harbor. We're at the Junkies Poker Open presented by Potomac Metals, your area recycler. You've tried the rest, now scrap with the best. The tournament's getting started in the next couple of minutes. You can continue to register, though. If you get down here in the next hour, that is perfectly fine. You can still get in on the action today, so come on by.
Might even be smart strategy, by the way, to wait a little bit.
Play some poker with the Junks. We're talking about the Game 4 victory for the Nats. It was emphatic, it was dramatic, and it was amazing. Steven Strasburg's gem, Michael Taylor's grand salami. But there were some other really impressive moments, some other key situations as well. We wanted to give you an opportunity to steer the Nats conversation with a segment we're going to call Don't Forget About. What shouldn't we forget from yesterday's game? 800-636-1067. And these are nuanced, smaller things that may not get remembered after the win. So here's an example. Before Taylor's grand slam, two batters earlier, Anthony Rendon drew an outstanding walk.
Yes, he did.
Anthony Rendon, nine pitch at bat, took a ball, took a called strike, watched a pickoff attempt, then took another called strike. He was behind in the count 1-2. Fouled a ball off 1-2. Fouled another ball off 1-2. So five pitches had been thrown. One was a ball. Then he took another ball, fouled another pitch off, took another ball, and then watched one fall into the dirt for a walk on nine pitches. That at bat, when he got on base, rattled, I think, in some way, Carl Edwards Jr., who would go on to then walk Matt Wieters moments after that. He would be removed after throwing one more ball mid-Taylor at bat. They'd go get their closer, Wade Davis, who Taylor hit out to right field. But the Anthony Rendon nine-pitch at bat, that walk, was probably the at-bat of the series for a National. If he's out there, none of this happens.
Nothing happens.
It's one run, and who knows if they hold on or not. But he extends the inning. He gets Matt Wieters to the plate. I thought Matt Wieters should have been pinch hit for by Adam Lind, and I thought that was a no-brainer. Didn't happen. He drew a walk, so everything is fine. We move forward.
Don't forget about it. This is early on in the game. Bottom of the second. We're still not sure what kind of outing Steven Strasburg is going to have. We still don't know, right? We're still kind of in this so far so good through one, but Wilson Contreras grounds out. Ben Zobrist spanks a double to right field. Wrigley Field's going ape because the Nats have managed diddly and squat in their first couple innings. Barely got a base runner in the form of a Matt Wieters walk. Wrigley Field is going crazy. Jason Hayward walks as well. Two on, two out. First and third. He gets Javier Baez, Steven Strasburg does, to tap out meekly right back to Steven Strasburg. That was kind of the last threat for a while the Cubs were able to mount. So bottom two, they had runners on. Bloop, same way Anthony Rizzo just blooped one in that changed the scope of this series, and he yelled, respect me, after he got, that was, you know, after a base running gaffe that led him to be thrown out. That changes everything if they just find a way that tapper goes in a different spot, like a swinging bunt, whatever the heck else. That bottom of the second, putting up a zero there, keeps it like it was, and the Nats would go on to score.
What shouldn't we forget? 800-636-1067. Don't forget about, I'm going with the Rendon AB. Danny's got the early game jam that Strasburg got out of trouble in. Let's go to line one. Ian is in Middleburg. Ian's on Grant and Danny. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Ian?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're on the radio, Scott. What's up, man?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was just adding that to the conversation that I think Adam Lind is our best pinch hitter, and we can't actually take him out of that spot. So if we're going to be putting someone in for Worth, it should be Howie. I think he's been a really good contributor, too, and has earned a spot for that.
So you trade off potentially getting three at-bats from Adam Lind for one late in the game.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think necessarily we keep Worth in. You put Howie in, or you can put somebody else in. I think you can still use Worth in the similar spot, but Lind has been a much better pinch hitter than he has been a starter as far as batting goes.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. I mean, he hit 300 this year, so he wasn't bad as a starter. I get the logic that pinch hitting is a very specific task and role that not everyone can do well, and he does it well. I just believe in giving the most opportunities to your best players. So if we agree that Adam Lind is an asset and an offensive piece that you want to be at the plate, I'll take a few chances for him to impact the game rather than one against probably a left-handed reliever late in the game.
It's the same kind of logic that would say, well, your starting pitcher may be your best guy, but save him so you can pitch him against the batter that you want in the eighth or ninth inning.
Right.
You're not going to do that. You trade three at-bats for one, and, yeah, you lose a weapon late game where you can pick when he goes up there, but Adam Lund needs to be in the starting lineup, and he won't be.
Let's go to Todd in Burke on Grant and Danny. Todd, what are we forgetting that we shouldn't about yesterday's win?
Tuesday's rainout. It made everybody reset.
Well done.
Another day's rest. And everybody played, you know, with more heart. And who can forget playing hurt or under the weather in this case? You remember Kurt Gibson, Roger Clemens, and Strasburg now fighting off the cold.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. Let me jump down to line five where Chris is in Tyson's. Do Not Forget is the name of the segment. I went with a 9-pitch AB before the grand slam to draw a walk from Rendon. Danny went with a second inning jam Strauss got out of. What shouldn't we forget about yesterday's win?
I think we can't forget how good the Cubs defense was. I mean, that play that Chris Bryant made, they've made four or five of these plays throughout the series that really could have changed the series, but instead they've made a couple quality defensive plays that have taken some doubles away that really swung the tide of this thing.
Yeah, the Cubs defense has been very up and down. Some great plays have been made. Addison Russell in Game 3, a diving play up the middle. Chris Bryant, Robin, Daniel Murphy, John Jay, and Jason Hayward tracking balls down in the outfield. Then you combine that with Kyle Schwarber and his iron fists. You combine that with Addison Russell punting a ball that gave the Nats a run. It's been interesting. They've made some great plays, certainly, but they've also been a collapse circus tent a couple times over that have gifted the Nats some runs in this series.
Their errors in this series have been huge in helping the Nats lineup, especially when it's pressed for offense. The first run of the game on that Russell error is the only run other than the one swing. I mean, if not for that error, you take one swing out of the game, the Nats still may not have scored a run.
That's right.
Kyle Schwarber pushing that ball all around left field was one of the most laughable defensive plays I've seen in a playoff game in a long, long time. Let's go to line six. Drew's out in Reston. Drew, it's Grant and Danny. What can't we forget about yesterday's game?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Drew.
So three things I think maybe like our chances tonight that maybe got overlooked in last night's Magic. First and foremost, top of the lineup, our table setters seem to get going.
Trey Turner got on base twice yesterday.
Yeah. So, you know, getting his swag back could be huge. Second, the fact that our top two at-bats, while I agree with you, Lynn, should be
three times
starting off the bench, they actually got at-bats where they didn't on Tuesday, so they haven't been hanging out. I think getting big league at-bats with Howie and Lynn yesterday could be big. Since they haven't been hanging out for 3 days, they got plate appearances. And last, to the back end of our bullpen, you look at both of our relievers threw 11 pitches. Theirs gave up a grand slam. Ours was lights out. Carl Edwards has been pitched in every game.
And not only that, by the way, Carl Edwards, thanks for the call, has been on the wrong end of most of the Nats' offense in this series.
Yeah.
He gave up the homer to Harper, was charged with some of the runs on the Zimmerman home run, and then gave up a couple of the walks that led to the grand slam yesterday. But you've now gotten to the back of their bullpen. Edwards, who's their best pitcher against lefties, who's a righty, and Wade Davis, their closer. That has to bode somewhat well from a mental standpoint. Davis comes in this game tonight. He's overcoming a grand slam he gave up. I don't know if that's going to matter. This guy's got reserve that he can tap into. He won a World Series in Kansas City as a dominant arm. But I do know that I'd rather him have to overcome giving up a grand slam than having struck out the side or something like that yesterday in a game where he was prolific.
If I get to pick, I'll pick the home run off him.
Madden may go back to Edwards. I'd have to imagine you stay away from him tonight. But similarly, mean, it can't be easy what's going on in his head right now. So those are definitely good things. I think that's a great phone call. Thank you. We'll continue with this. I like this. 800-636-1067. FP Santangelo at 1130. We're looking for some of the smaller things that happened that could help the Nats out tonight in yesterday's game. Everybody knows about Strauss's 12 Ks. It was amazing. Taylor's grand slam. What isn't getting talked about enough today? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.